Thank you. All right.
This is Kim. I'd like to be recognized.
I'm going to ask if there are any more additional...
Yes, Margie, did you forget I had one?
I'm sorry, Lydia. Yes, go ahead, Lydia.
Manager, and I have one.
Hold on. Let me find out. How many more changes to the agenda are there?
I have
Manager.
Manager, Lydia, and Kim. Okay, go ahead, Lydia.
I'm looking for the agenda. I'm sorry, I'm just... was driving. I can't find the number to address it. But this is, and George Ryder can help me with this, the Governance Committee motion. It's time sensitive for the bylaws, and I requested it be moved up right after the committees.
I second that.
Okay, so it's the Governance Committee. Let me see if I can find it. It's item number I on page 3.
I'm just driving into my carport. So
got it. Okay.
And I haven't found your agenda anyway. So whoever has it as far up as possible, if that's right after the committee reports, the committee election, in just the bylaws timeline, that's the one that's most time.
Yeah, that's it. It's item number I.
Madam Chair, I have a proposal.
Right after the...
And you want it right after committee reports, or the committee assignments. Okay. Lydia made the motion. George seconded. First, let me ask if there are any objections to doing this.
Point of information.
What is your question, Richard?
Is that about bylaws submittals for this year?
Yes.
New ones coming up?
Yes.
Point of information. My understanding is that they want this timeline to be
not
June.
Recognized.
Hey,
point of order.
Sorry.
Point of order.
Be recognized with a point of information.
Thank you. Go ahead, Kim.
Is this to revise it to have a bylaws now in June or two bylaws per year? Is that correct?
It's not a revision. It's just every year we just...
It doesn't matter, Lydia. It doesn't matter. The item is on the agenda. It's item number I.
It was noticed by George.
It was noticed.
Well, that's okay, but my understanding is it's to have two bylaws change periods a year. Is that correct? The first one
in
June?
This is discussion. I'm sorry. This is discussion.
I want to know what we're voting on.
Look at your agenda, please.
At my computer right at this moment.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You have to recognize, Madam Chair.
Go ahead, George.
George can clarify.
No, it's not a motion to have two, which would be a bylaws amendment. Not a bylaws amendment. This just sets a timetable for doing bylaws this year.
Okay, I'm back at my computer. So my understanding is the bylaws changes are going to now be in July. Is that correct?
No, I have to go back and read it.
Starts in June.
So it starts in June and to be voted on in July, is that correct?
I don't have the timeline before me.
Read it to you. All properly proposed bylaws amendments should be held until June 3rd, 2014, which is 45 days before the earliest of the voting dates, July 17, 2014, of the board and the delegates. The notice date, June 3rd, on the notice date, June 3rd, the proposed amendments to the bylaws shall be posted on the Foundation's website, and the Foundation's radio stations shall broadcast an announcement three times a day, twice between blah, 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 blah. Notice. And regarding the existence of proposed amendments on the Foundation's website for review and the upcoming vote by the board and delegates regarding said amendments. So
it is changing until July. Okay.
Okay. All right, let me ask, is there any objection to moving this item? It actually starts today. The 2014 PNB. Could somebody mute themselves, please? We can hear you. The 2014 PNB approves timeline for bylaws amendments shall be posted on all Pacifica websites by April 17th, 2014, which is why it's time sensitive. So it needs to, if it's going to work, it needs to be dealt with today. Is there any objection to moving that?
Yes.
All right.
Is there any objection to just putting it to a vote?
Can we just take a vote?
Who had the objection?
Kim. Can we just take a vote? Hearing no objection.
I would like to hear the objection.
Call roll.
Okay. Well,
I'll speak.
I will ask George. I will ask George to speak for putting the item, moving the item up first. Two and two. Yes. Go ahead, George.
You've really said it. I mean, the intention was to give plenty of notice to people that they have to get their bylaws ready by June 3rd when they will be posted. And so prior to that time, and this hadn't existed before, the idea was we'd have a definite date to put the proposal, to put the timeline for the bylaws being amended up on the website so that everybody know what was happening. And so everybody could get them ready on time. That was the idea. That's why the April 17th date is there. And April 17th is today. So it would be great if we could actually pass this today.
Okay. I'll be happy to speak against this.
Go ahead, Kim.
Well, today is the day that bylaws amendments? We don't have a functioning governance committee. So it's really like... Well, not really. I'm not sure that I was on it. I don't know even who's on this committee. None of these committees are really functioning, George, with new members. So whatever was left over from last year hasn't really been dealt with this new PNB. I think that it would be more appropriate to have this new PNB weigh in on the opportunity to have our own bylaws amendments, other than just what a few people in last year's committee have put forth.
Yeah. Point of information.
Oh, my God.
Go ahead, Benita. What is your question?
What does the last comment have to do with putting this thing on the agenda?
Good question. Okay.
No, that's not a good... Mine was an excellent point. You know, you're depriving this board of being able to participate in the bylaws process.
Kim, if you read the motion,
Just have a vote.
Okay, let's have a vote. Can we go to a vote on this now? Let's go to a vote. Secretary, please call the roll. This is to move the request from the governance committee to immediately after PNB committee elections, task force election, etc.
Point of procedure, point of order, Madam Chair.
What is your point? Well, which is it, Carolyn?
Well, I don't know. I want the secretary to call the names of the people after they vote. I thought we had decided on that, and I didn't hear that. I came in early.
Okay.
If you voted to change the procedure, that's fine. But if not, could you have please name the vote, the voter, and the vote? Thank you.
Okay, let's go. Okay, Serene, please repeat the vote. After you,
I'm sorry. We didn't vote on that. We voted on roll call votes.
Okay.
We tabled that motion.
We tabled that motion. Go ahead.
Janice Lane Urich. Brian Edwards Tiegert.
Yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes.
Pass.
Janet Coburn.
Pass.
Rodrigo Agueta.
Yes.
Julia Brazan.
Yes.
Kim Kaufman?
No.
Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Adriana Castaneda?
No.
Hank Lamb?
Yes.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Richard Giselle?
Yes.
Carolyn Burden?
No.
Janet Coleman?
Yes.
Jane Roberts votes yes. Manager Sabah?
Yes.
Brown?
Yes.
Benito Diaz?
Yes.
Is that King? Tony Norman?
Yes.
Heather Gray?
Yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes?
Abstain.
Janet Coburn?
Abstain.
One moment, please. I'm sorry, Janet. Janet Coleman. Janet Coleman.
I forget what I was supposed to. Can you just read it for me one briefly, the first sentence?
It's moving the bylaws revisions process discussion motion higher up on the agenda.
Yes.
Vote is 15-2-2, Madam Chair. Do you wish to vote?
Yes, I wish to vote yes.
16-2-2, motion passes.
Okay.
Madam Chair,
I'd
like to congratulate this board for finally crossing lines here.
Okay. Let's it's time to vote on agenda on approving the agenda.
No, Kim was next. Kim was next, Margie.
I'm sorry, Kim. Go ahead.
I want to move Carolyn's motion on selecting legal counsel up to the very top. It's one of the most urgent, issues that we have going on, and we need to have a process to find legal counsel for the Pacifica Foundation right now.
This is item number K appearing on page 4.
I had it. I just lost it. Yes, correct.
And where do you wish to move it to?
I want to move it right after, consider we have no minutes to approve, right after next meeting date.
Okay. All right. So is there a second for Kim's motion?
Where is this after?
I second the motion. Kim's motion.
I'm sorry. It's item on your agenda. It's item K. I think it's not quite. On page 4 of the paginated agenda, motion for hiring general counsel. Director Burden moves. Okay. So now we'll take Kim made the motion, and she's motivated it, so we'll take one more speaker for and two speakers against, and we'll come to a vote. Any speakers for? Any other?
Carolyn, I'd like to speak for it.
Go ahead, Carolyn.
Yes, thank you.
Somebody keep time. Thank you. Go ahead.
Sorry, I came on a call late. This is probably the most important thing we need to do. Foundation is without counsel. And we need to, all of us, agree on a counsel. And this motion asks that, in order to avoid factionalism going forward, we agree on counsel with a two-thirds vote then, rather than a simple majority. Simple majority, as Hank has pointed out, just serves to put us into gridlock. So I'm hoping that we can put this forward and agree on counsel to represent us, which we're surely going to need going forward. Thank you.
Okay, speaker against.
Brian against.
And you're speaking against placing it on the agenda, in moving it up on the agenda. Go ahead.
We're falling into a trap, which is we're spending so much time making tweaks to our agenda that we're not getting to anything. And, George's motion from the governance committee had a clear and compelling reason to move up. If it's not passed today, it's mooted and it has to be redrafted. This does not meet the same criteria. And to discourage us wasting so much time in agenda approval, I want to encourage everyone on this board to vote against this and to vote against any other changes to the agenda that could have been requested in advance. And that don't have a clear and compelling reason to move to the top the day they're being put to a vote.
Richard, in favor of moving it?
Go ahead, Richard.
Okay, yes, this is very compelling because this is something that needs to be done immediately, and there's rumor that some rogue groups already had some kind of vote on their own in a secret meeting to hire somebody that has a lot of conflicts of interest. The people that are hired for the corporate council, these would be all of us. Then that corporate council can go represent whatever or whenever, wherever. But all of us need to be involved in selecting that corporate council. And that's the only fair and just thing to do. So it needs to be moved
up. Against.
Okay.
This is Hank. I'd like to speak against.
Go ahead, Hank. You'll be the last speaker.
Okay. You know, this is a motion that is going to tie us to something that we should not even hear from the nine on, because they are suing Pacifica Foundation, and they have a conflict of interest in getting this passed.
Manager,
okay.
Four.
Okay. No, I'm sorry. We've heard two speakers for and two speakers against. We're coming to a vote. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Carolyn Burden is the writer of the motion. She just...
She spoke for it. It's okay. Let's go. Doreen.
Point of information, Madam Chair. I have a question.
What is your question, Richard?
Is it not true that two of the directors from the D.C. station are also involved in a lawsuit that involves Pacific?
Okay.
Point of information.
We're not discussing this now.
Point of information.
Is that not true?
On whether to add
of
this.
Just the nine. Okay.
On whether or not to move this item on the agenda, I have asked the secretary to take the roll.
Will you take my point of information?
I'm sorry.
Will you take my point of information?
What is your question?
Isn't it also true that you have been
Janet,
a person
Janet,
who's
Janet,
sued the
that's
Pacifica Foundation?
Argumentative, not a point of information.
Ryan
Madam,
Edwards.
Madam
Peter.
Secretary, please take the roll.
Ryan Edwards.
Ryan
Peter.
Jose
Luis Fuentes, can't hear you.
No.
Thank you, Janet Coburn.
Yes.
Rodrigo Agueta.
No.
Lydia Brazon.
No.
Kim Kaufman.
Yes, and this is another stunning vote.
Your comments during roll call are out of order and discourteous. Please stop.
Oh,
Lawrence Reyes.
No.
Adriana Casanez.
No.
Hank Lamb.
No.
George Ryder.
Abstain.
Richard Ubell.
Yes, to try to avoid another lawsuit.
Carolyn Burden.
Yes, of course. We need attorney.
Janet Coleman.
Yes.
Serene Roberts votes no. Manager Saba.
Votes yes for sanity of
Jim
this is.
Brown. Okay. In a moment, Brian, if you could just dig up the citation, because I'm sure members don't mean to be out of order or rude, but if you could send them the citation that says you don't interrupt roll call with your comments, it would really be appreciated. Thank you very much. Jim Brown. Jim, I'm sorry they feel what they have to say is more important than your right to vote. I can't hear you. Would you please vote? Benito Diaz.
No.
Lizette King. Tony Norman.
No.
Heather Gray.
Yes.
One moment, please, Madam Chair. We have a vote of 7-11-1. Do you wish to vote, Madam Chair?
Yes, I wish to vote no.
Thank you.
And the trains move on.
Okay, so
point of information,
we're
please?
Now ready to
Send
vote on the agenda as
There's
amended.
A point of information.
What is,
point of
what,
information,
is your,
please?
What is your question, Carolyn?
Yes, if you're going to vote as Chair, you have, I see, voted against a procedure for picking
point of order.
Matt.
Point of order.
Carolyn.
Point of order.
What,
that is not
what
a question.
Is, what is your
please,
question?
Please, I'm trying to get to it. The secretary will stop and
well,
you, me.
You're, hurry up. What is your question?
I'm asking you personally and the Rogue Board if, in fact, you have any procedure for electing an unbiased chair.
I mean,
council. We
need
a council.
I have
point of order.
I'm not going to respond to that question. We are now. I'm not going to respond to that question. Janet Coleman had a point of order, a point of information.
Well, I'll just say that.
No, Janet, you won't just say. You either ask a question or you make a point of order dealing with parliamentary procedure. This is not argument. This is not debate.
Okay. Well, what I would have would be
that's fine.
Debate
okay.
and argument. About
thank you.
The behavior of the secretary.
Thank you very much. Okay.
We didn't vote for Mary Poppins.
Hey, stop. Right now. Okay. I believe we are ready to vote on the agenda as amended. Will the secretary please call the roll?
Brian, as a speaker.
Actually, Manny Jim was on the stack about an agenda item.
Let's go and vote, please. Hold on, everybody.
Be quiet. Remember,
I was on the
Let's vote.
Point of order. What is your point of order?
My point of order is that these directors are out of order. You know, we were just about to go to the boarding, so I want to go to boarding, and they are always interrupting, not allowing us to do any work. So let's go and vote. I ask, please, Madam Chair, you know, to move and let's go to board.
I apologize. I completely agree with you. However, I did recognize Manage earlier because she was one of the three people who said she had an amendment to the agenda. I think it is.
But you have to recognize this is dilatory tactics. That's what it is. People accusing us. People saying things. Interrupted. You know, these people are the ones that sued the Pacifica Foundation, and now they are, you know, creating their tactics to delay everything we do. So you gotta also understand they are doing dilatory tactics. That's what it is.
All right.
Objection, Madam Chair.
Hold on. I didn't recognize you, Carolyn. You're not recognized.
Well,
you don't have the floor. Just hang on.
Well, the member is not telling the truth.
Oh, please.
So I'm objecting to that. Hush.
Now, Manage, you have an amendment to the agenda?
Yes, I do. And I really do not appreciate people.
Oh, please, don't tell us about that. Just tell me what your amendment is. Just tell me what your amendment is.
My amendment is I have had a motion about establishing bequest and donor policy working group for Pacifica, and it has been there since last September. And this is very important because we are going, people are donating and bequesting funds to in the institution, and we have no way of knowing how this money is used, and those people wouldn't know, and it creates a lot of problem, and we lose actually a lot of money over this.
My amendment, I would like to move it
to number B, B1. I don't think you have the existing number is 7. B.
Yes, it's an old year motion. Okay.
B1.
Okay, so you want to move it to right after the discussion of the motion for an audit, right?
Yes, please.
Let me ask a question. Is there any objection to moving this item to B1?
Yes. Okay.
Okay. All right, Manage, go ahead, motivate your motion, and then we'll have another speaker for and two speakers against. Go ahead.
Okay, we have had, you know, Pacifica is 60 years old.
Is somebody keeping time, please?
Yes.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Pacifica has been around for about 60 years, and we don't have a policy.
Point of order.
That's motivate people to to, first of all, give bequests, and also they know where the money is going, and also they can...
point of order.
What is your point of order, Benito?
The motion is already on the agenda. I don't think we need to be told what the motion is or to motivate it at this time.
Good
what
point.
We need is an argument as to why it should be moved up.
That's right. So tell us why it should be moved up.
After 60 years, about 7-8 months of this item being on the agenda, we need to move this and take care of it. And this is not political. This is not factional. This is something that we need to do.
Okay, thank you.
Janet K., point of information.
What is your question, Janet?
Where would this be moved to?
She said
would
that. She wants it after... right
B.
after item B, which is on page 1. So it would be B1 in front of C, in between B1 and C. Speaker again.
Which number?
It's Roman numeral 6.
7. Sorry.
6.
7.
Roman numeral 6, B1. I heard someone who wanted to speak against it, but I can't remember who.
This is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Okay, I'm totally in favor of bequests, but several of the stations and the national office has always had a bequest policy, and we had handout folios that we give to people who are interested in bequests. I don't have any handy. I know KPFA has some, as I recall.
That's right.
So I think that we should leave it where it is for now until the next meeting, and I would ask any of the stations that have that, that we send it to the entire board. All of us should be on board for this, but I don't think it's necessary to move it up on the agenda before we have something to discuss. And let's not reinvent the wheel if we have something we can have and improve on. I'm not saying it can't be improved on.
All right, I'm calling on a speaker for your motion to move this item up on the agenda. Is there another speaker for?
This is Kim. I'll speak.
Go ahead, Kim.
Well, I've never seen the policy that Liddy speaks about, and I was on the National Finance Committee for a couple of years and the chair of the Finance Committee for a couple of years, and there have been other motions at the National to get a policy for this. So if Lydia knows of one, I suggest she find it quickly. But I've never seen it, and this has been an ongoing conversation to get this going, starting with last year. So I'm in favor of moving this up.
Point of order.
Okay. What is your point of order?
What does this last comment have to do
with moving
it up?
I think her comments were germane. Let's move on now. One more speaker against moving it. Hearing none, we can come to a vote. Madam Secretary, please take the vote.
Ryan Edwards Tiegert.
Did you get two in favor of it?
Yes.
Ryan Edwards Tiegert.
Brian votes no.
Somebody mute your phone because it's rattling in my ear, making me cry.
Jose Luis Fuentes. Jose Luis. Downtown one. Janet Colburn.
Yes.
Rodrigo Argueta.
No.
Lydia Brazon?
No.
Kim Kaufman?
Sorry, yes.
Barnes Reyes? Downtown One, Lawrence. Adriana Kasanov?
No.
Hank Lamb?
I'm going to abstain.
Bill Greider?
Yes.
Richard Uzel?
People are dying to have this moved up, yes.
Richard Uzel.
Yes.
Just give me the vote. Thanks very much. Carolyn Burton.
Yes.
Janet Coleman.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Green Roberts votes no. Manajay Sabah. Manajay, I can't hear you.
Yes. Manajay Sabah, yes.
Thank you. Jim Brown.
No.
Benito Diaz?
No.
Tony Nolman?
No.
Jose Luis Fuentes, I did not hear you.
Abstain.
You did not have for Heather.
Did not hear you. Lawrence Reyes. Compound one, if you're there. One moment, please, Madam Chair.
You did not ask for Heather Gray's vote.
That's true. Heather, are you there?
Yes, I am. Yes.
And
I'm voting
vote?
Yes. Yes.
The vote is 8-2. Do you wish to vote?
I'm sorry, what is the vote?
8, yes, 8, no, 2 abstentions.
Yes, I'll break the tie voting no. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Now we are ready to approve the agenda as amended. Are there any objections to approving the agenda as amended? Hearing none, the agenda is approved. So the first item we will deal with is the PMB committee elections, task force selections, and identification of conveners.
Janet Kay, point of personal privilege.
Point of personal privilege, okay.
So about the committee elections, I don't know what you were planning to
well,
do
if
about
you'll, if you'll hold
may
on,
I, may
Janet,
I finish? May I finish?
If you'll hold on, you will hear the secretary's report on this item, and then we can have something to talk about. I don't know how you're going to object before we've even heard it. We have nothing on the floor at the moment.
Well, let me just say what I wanted to
well,
say.
All right.
Being one of the directors running for one of the contested committee seats, I would like to make a candidate statement about my qualifications to be on the Finance Committee so that the public and the other directors will be informed. And I invite other candidates running for contested committee seats to do the same.
Good Lord. Okay. Why don't we hear that? Let's hear the secretary's proposal, and then if you wish to amend the proposal, you're certainly welcome to do that. I'm calling on the secretary to make her proposal.
Okay. So thank you. There were at one point. There are now 3 elections that are required, and I'm sorry, my computer just went to sleep. But we have finance. KPFA needs to choose one we'll have one director. There are 2 candidates. For finance, for KPFK, the same situation applies. For programming, there are 3 KPFK directors. There are only 2 seats. Lydia Berzon has withdrawn from governance, so both Lawrence Reyes and Kim Kaufman are automatically seated in the 2 seats. And there's a question about the task forces that I would like to raise. But most importantly, the fact is that the balloting would have been completed before now had we not had a problem with, shall we say, access to the national office. The habit had been that where there were elections needed for director seats, that the ballots would be sent to the national office where persons from, you know, the various groups and anyone who was interested could witness the opening of the ballots and the ballot count. That clearly is not possible. I've communicated with both John Gary, who's the secretary at KPFK, and with Terry Goodman, who had been, I think, chair of the elections, PNB Elections Committee, when he was on the LSB in L.A. Previously, and certainly writes it about bylaws and so forth. And both men, as far as I know, are generally respected within Pacifica. They had agreed to work out a system where they would jointly receive the ballots from directors. Mr. Gary would be in a public place when the ballots were, quote, opened, so that witnesses could see what the votes were, and that the tabulation would be completed, and Mr. Goodman would forward the results. And I would urge us to move ahead with that process to settle the 3 remaining elections. And also with regard to the task forces,
the pattern had been for the Affiliates Task Force, which I think is the oldest task force we have, and which functions relatively well, where people who are not necessarily members of their LSBs, either because they were former members or in cases they'd never been members of the LSB, but are interested in working with the Affiliates Program, they were allowed membership. And I would urge that we adopt the same rule for all the task forces. That's the report.
Okay. And
is that a motion?
Is that a motion?
Brian Harris.
Well, wait a minute. What
Hold
is
on.
That?
Motion, please.
Hold on a second.
Brian Harris.
Serene, was that a motion?
Point of information.
It's a suggestion. I can make it into a formal motion if there's an objection to it.
Okay, very good. All right. So, Brian, go ahead.
I move that the PNB approve the voting process outlined by its secretary.
Janet K.
Hold on a second. Is there a second? Thank you.
Second. Don't need seconds.
Thank you very much. Okay. The motion is on the floor. It's been properly moved and seconded. Now we are ready to have discussion.
Janet K.
Point of information, what was that process? I'm sorry, I didn't hear all the process. I didn't know that was a process.
It's actually, I believe it was emailed to you. Is that not right, Serene? Didn't I see it in email?
I think I might have sent you an early draft. I don't believe I've sent it out formally to the board. I can describe it. I can explain anything that Mr. Uzel is concerned about.
Okay.
I haven't seen it, but I would like it in writing before we vote.
Okay.
Me too. I mean, from the one who cries loudest to get motions.
Okay, Kim, I didn't recognize you. You don't get to make a speech now. It's not appropriate. Okay.
Oh, let's the secretary make speeches and nobody else?
Oh, please. Okay.
Oh,
so,
please.
Janet K.
That's right. Oh, please.
I hear you, Janet, and I will call up.
I seriously would like to know what the process was.
Okay, Richard, would you like to have Serene repeat the process?
Yes, please.
Okay.
No, point of order.
I'm sorry. Hold on. Serene,
point of order.
Would you please repeat the process?
Point of order.
What are you, what is your point
of order? We are all instructed to email the motions. Please email it to us.
I agree. Serene, can you email it to us? Serene?
This is Brian. I technically made the motion. I'll email it.
Thank you. Okay.
It's to have John Gary and Terry Goodman collect and tabulate ballots for all outstanding committee elections.
That was not the motion that Serene took 3 minutes.
She didn't make a motion. She made a report. Okay. Richard, do you have any questions about the motion?
Is that her motion?
No, not the motion. The procedure. Not the motion and procedure. I want to know what the procedure is.
I object to that.
Okay.
Motion.
Well, I'm sorry.
Serene was going to read it again or something. I don't know.
Well, Brian pointed out that he actually made the motion, and so he repeated the motion. And
but the motion.
Be quiet.
The motion
I didn't recognize you. Don't talk now. Okay? Hang on.
Okay.
We have 8 minutes left. All right? And hopefully we'll get some business done tonight. I'm not sure of that.
Janet K., I have been asking to be recognized.
I know. I hear that. Brian, did you send out the motion?
I just sent it.
Thank you.
The procedure. What is the procedure
there
that y'all are talking about?
There's no difference between the procedure and the motion. The motion and the procedure are the same thing. Okay, now, if everyone has the motion in front of them or should have within seconds.
Could you read it, please?
Janet. Janet.
Okay. I have an amendment.
Okay.
Before ballots go out, all directors running for any of the contested committee seats are to have the opportunity to make a candidate statement at an open session about their qualifications to be on the respective committees.
Second.
Okay, that's the amendment. An amendment's been seconded. Is there any discussion on the amendment?
Brian here.
Yeah,
Brian.
I object.
Okay.
I, I think in principle that's a great idea, but it's not consistent with the fact that this board can barely approve an agenda in an hour and a half. Sorry, in 2 hours.
This is Kim.
Hold on, Brian has the floor. Just hang on. I'll ask for speakers when he's done.
It's setting a condition for filling committees that should have been filled 4 months ago that we have no way to guarantee we'll be able to meet in the next 2 months because of how slowly this board is meeting. So unfortunately, the way members of this board are currently conducting themselves, it's a recipe for paralysis that we can't afford.
This is Kim.
Janet Cade, may I motivate this?
Go ahead, Janet.
And I'd like to be on the stack, Margie.
Go ahead, Janet. Motivate your emotion.
So, yes, it is true that it's been taking a long time, but when you have an election, the only way to really know, to be informed about who you're going to vote for is to know something about the people you are voting for, especially when it comes to a particular committee, what their qualifications are. And we have not had that opportunity from the start all along. There have been opportunities to do this. We have not done it, and it needs to be done. You shouldn't be just voting blind. It's not a popularity contest. It's not a factional contest. We need to know what the qualifications are for the various directors who are running for the committee seats, the contested committee seats.
Thank you. All right.
I'd like to speak against.
Go ahead.
And Benito.
Let me hear who wants to be on the speaker's list. Hank?
Kim.
And Benito.
Kim.
I heard you, Kim. Kim, Hank, Sarita, and Marjay.
Kim.
I would like to point out that we have 5 minutes before we're supposed to adjourn to executive session. Go ahead, Kim.
George for the stack.
Have Kim get ahead of me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, Kim spoke. Kim asked
a
long time.
Kim
asked first.
Okay, go right ahead.
I just say that, you know, basically if you give everybody, you know, 1 minute or 90 seconds, it's going to take a total of 5 minutes. All the committee, all the PNB members do not know who everybody is necessarily, and the public does not know who everybody is who are running for these committees. It should take a total of 5, 6, 7 minutes. I don't know how many contested seats there are. This is not burdensome, and the public has a right to know who is being elected for these committee seats.
Okay. Hank.
I call the question.
Oh, okay. All right. The question has been called. It takes two-thirds vote to close debate. I'm asked. It's not debatable. I will ask the secretary. Maybe there's no objection.
Yeah, I have an objection. Unfortunately, I wish we don't give my people speak.
Brian Edwards Tiegert.
Yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes.
Yes.
Janet Coburn.
No.
Rodrigo Agueta. I'm sorry. Rodrigo Agueta.
We're voting on closing debate.
Okay, pound 1, can't hear you. Lydia Brazan. Lydia, we're closing debate.
Pass.
Can't hear you. Okay, did you say pass?
I did, with a P.
Okay, thank you. Kim Kaufman.
Kaufman votes yes.
Lawrence Reyes. Can't hear you, pound 1. Adriana Castanez.
Yes.
Hank Lamb.
I vote yes.
George Ryder.
I'll vote no.
Richard Uzel.
What is a yes vote for?
We're voting to close debate.
Oh, no.
Carolyn Burden.
Vote no.
Janet Coleman. Pound 1, Janet. Serene votes yes. Manager Sabah.
No.
Jim Brown.
Yes.
Can't hear you. Okay, thank you. Benito Diaz.
Yes.
Coleman votes no.
Gotcha. Tony Norman?
Yes.
Heather Gray?
No.
Going back to Rodrigo, did you hear you? Lydia Bazan?
Yes.
Lawrence didn't hear you. One moment, please.
Hello, this is Lawrence back on.
Okay, we are voting on whether to close debate.
Whether to close debate?
Whether to close debate. I'm sorry?
On what?
On the issue of PND, PND committee elections.
Oh, yeah.
No, well, the amendment. The amendment.
The amendment.
Well, if we're closing debate, I believe we're closing debate on everything. Are we not, Madam Chair?
No.
You're not the chair, Kim. Please.
Well, I think we are because we're up against our time limit.
Okay,
that
so...
That wasn't the motion.
I vote yes.
Thank you. One moment, please.
Yeah, that wasn't a motion.
What?
Not going to pass anyway. Not going to pass anyway.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
This is Lydia. At what point can we move to extend time?
Yeah.
As
soon as the vote is concluded.
Exactly right now.
The vote is 11-7, Madam Chair. Do you wish to vote?
I'll vote yes, but it doesn't change the outcome.
12-7.
I recognize. Okay.
Madam Chair, I had asked to be recognized a while back.
I'm sorry, George, I didn't hear you. I apologize. Go ahead.
I move to extend time 20 minutes.
Thank you.
For what purpose, Madam Chair?
I move to extend time for 20 minutes.
For what purpose?
And I said
it doesn't matter. That doesn't. You're
I
not recognized.
That.
It doesn't matter. He doesn't have to explain his purpose. He made a motion to extend time. I believe it's not debatable, and that we will vote on it now. So, first of all, let me ask, are there any objections to extending time?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Brian Edwards Steger?
Yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes?
Abstain.
Janet Colvin?
Pass.
Rodrigo Agueta?
Yes.
Lydia Bazan?
Yes.
Kim Kaufman?
Pass.
Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Adriana Castaneda?
Oh.
Hank Lamb? Can't hear you, Hank. George
yes.
Ryder?
Yes.
Hank says yes. George says yes.
Yes.
Richard Giselle?
Yes.
Carolyn Burton?
No.
John Coleman?
Pass.
Green votes yes. Manjay Sabah?
Yes.
Jim Brown? Can't hear you, Jim. Benito Diaz?
Yes.
Tony Norman?
Yes.
Heather Gray?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Janet Colvin?
Abstain.
Rodrigo Agueta?
Yes.
Kim Kaufman?
Yes.
Janet Coleman.
Yes.
Jim Brown, we didn't hear you before. How do you vote on extending 20 minutes?
Yes.
Thank you. One moment, please.
Madam Chair, the vote is 15-2. Passes.
Okay, fine. Thank you. All right, so...
Madam Chair, point of question. Question.
We're extending time on the discussion on the PMB committee elections. The issue,
right, and I have a question.
The issue before us is... let's see.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Do we vote on the... I'm lost track now. Do we vote on the amendment?
No, we haven't voted yet on the amendment. The extension of time was non-specific.
Got it. Okay, okay. So the issue before us is Janet Coburn's amendment that we hear from candidates, that we add that to the process. So that's what we're talking about now. And anyone who wants to speak needs to... Someone needs to mute their phone. It's like a terrible noise back there.
Point of information.
Anyone, hold on a second. I'm not done talking yet. Just wait a minute. And anyone who wishes to speak on the to the motion needs to talk about the issue that's before us, which is Janet Coburn's amendment. Are people clear?
Green for the staff, please.
Okay.
Point of order.
I didn't hear the first couple of voices.
Point of order.
Hold on, Benita. Let me just take
a point of information, Madam Chair.
Okay. Tony for the stack. Adriana for the stack.
Richard had a question.
Okay.
Richard had a question early on.
Okay, Richard, go ahead. What is your question?
Adriana, I had a
point of order at the beginning.
All right. Hold on. Everybody stop talking. And the person whose phone is making this terrible racket on the call needs to put their phone on mute. Thank you so much. All right. Adriana, is yours a point of order or a point of information?
Information.
Okay, so point of order comes first. Someone had a point of order.
Yes, Benito.
Go ahead, Benito. What is your point of order?
Okay, we've already had discussion on that amendment. It would seem to me that what is in order is a vote.
I'm sorry, we did not close debate. So we are.
Point of information.
Point of order. Point of order, Madam Chair.
Go ahead, George. Point of order.
There was 15 minutes allotted for that motion.
Okay.
We
reached out on the motion.
So we need to go to a vote on the amendment and then on the motion.
Very good. Correct. Thank you. All right. Thank you. All right. So we're now...
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Benito's correct. Hold on.
I had one, too.
This is Lydia. I had was first one.
Okay.
Down.
All right. So I now have how many points of information? Adriana, what is your question?
Exactly the same. We have, when the question was called, we have already two speakers in favor and one again.
No, this is...
We had more than that.
Okay. Yes.
Okay, this is a different set of rules. We're not adding something to the agenda. Janet made an amendment to the process. That's not adding or taking something away from the agenda. However, I've been instructed that we are finished with that debate and need to take a vote on Janet's amendment. Are there?
Can I have my point of information, Chair? It's real simple.
Sure, Lawrence. What
and
is your point?
Mine too.
Okay, hold on. I'll get to you all, just one at a time. Lawrence, what is your point of information?
Is it possible that amendment could be read back to me because I got booted off the call.
Got it. I'll ask the secretary to read it back before any vote is taken. Lydia, what is your point of information?
My point of information was Janet's amendment having us make our statements tonight or at a future date? It said in public session. It didn't specify which. That will determine my vote. Thank you.
I can answer.
Go ahead, Janet.
It was before the ballots go out, to happen in public, in open session before the ballots go out.
But was your intent for tonight or not?
No, just before the ballots go out. So whenever, if there's another open session,
okay,
it can happen then.
Richard had a point of information.
What is your question, Richard?
To the stack.
What is your question, Richard?
Does this motion say that it's going out tonight? Is it are the elections going to be passed tonight?
The motion.
Does that start to move?
The amendment does not say anything about tonight.
I'm not asking that question. I'm asking.
Brian, can you respond, please, as the maker of the motion?
The motion puts John Gary and Terry Goodman in charge of. Sorry, can everyone mute?
It's just awful.
And it's hard to hear you, Brian.
You sound far away.
Oh, now you're really far away. Come back. We can't hear you at all.
The motion puts John Gary and Terry Goodman in charge of collecting ballots and tabulating them.
So my question is, when's the ballot? When's the election? Today? Starting today?
They're going to have to send out a request for ballots and a timeline for returning them.
Yeah, as soon as we establish a procedure.
No, okay. They'll establish the procedure.
That's what I mean. As soon as we vote on having them do it this way. Okay. All right. So now we're going to take a vote on the amendment.
Wait. I mean, I thought there was a stack. I'd like to. I have some more questions. I have a question. Point of information.
Well, we ran out of time. We adopted. Excuse me. We adopted an agenda. We have 15 minutes for this item, and we have to vote now because we've run out of time, even though we extended time. Okay, so now we are ready to vote first on the amendment and then on the main motion.
Well, we haven't been able to speak on the main motion.
Well, that's because.
Yeah.
Why? Okay.
Wow. Well, I'm unclear, and I'm uncomfortable with this procedure that I don't understand how that goes, and I'm not okay with John Gary getting these ballots. I think it needs to go to a neutral person, and then they can get handed the ballots to count out.
Debate's over. We're done with debate, Tim. I'm sorry. The debate is over. This is a timed item. This is a timed item on the agenda. We ran out of time because people. Never mind. Yes, Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
We're voting on the amendment. Madam Chair, point of order.
Madam Secretary,
Brian votes no on the amendment.
Wait.